Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's Golden Spaces. We're back. And I'm trying to lift the vibes. So it's Nat. It's Justin. You're tuned in with us. It's an Odyssey original podcast. So Justin was letting me hear some sound, some post-game from Dante. Talking about like how the Warriors came out in the third quarter and like their response to when they're not getting calls and things aren't going their way. What did you make of what he was saying, Justin?
I think he was just, it was a call to action as far as playing with energy, making the right play, playing smart. That's Warriors basketball. Like everybody in the league knows what Warriors basketball is. And that's why so many players and teams kind of resent the Warriors, because it's been the gold standard for so long that it's kind of been like a thorn in everybody's side. And Dante is his first season with the Warriors. He's only played a handful of games at this point, if you 20-something games. But he knows what Warriors basketball is, and he was pretty much saying, like, yo, we got to play like the Warriors. Like, when teams play us, they expect us to play a certain way. Everybody in the world expects us to play a certain way, and they just haven't done it consistently enough. They didn't do it in that first half, but they came out in that third quarter and did exactly that, and they cut the lead down. It's just unfortunate that Steph got injured, and, you know, guys that shouldn't be playing in NBA games are playing for this team, and it's not looking good out there when they out there.
Jerome was like a minus how much in 9 minutes?
He was minus 20 in 13 minutes. Anthony Lamb was minus 18 in 12 minutes, and that's the game. Looney wasn't great. He was tired. You can tell he had the legs. He was a minus 10. But other than that, Steph was only a minus 6. He had his minutes tied to Ty Jerome and Anthony Lamb, so do with that information what you may. Draymond plus 5, Dante plus 19, Jordan Poole plus 5, Kuminga plus 2, Moody.
Jordan Poole plus 5, because he was not good. I mean, he was better later in the game, but I saw a tweet from you, like Jordan, what did you say?
Like Jordan has been surprisingly bad this season.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't been like worst player in the league bad, but like relative to what his expectations were and relative to his to what his role is supposed to be on this team, he has not delivered on that, at least not consistently. Shot making just has to get better. I think if his shot making is better, then all other aspects of his game get better. He's so invested emotionally in offense, right? If he wears his emotion on his sleeve, but it's usually tied to whether or not he's scoring or not, right? And that's, you can, you know, have an opinion about that if you want, like whether or not that's the right mindset to have, but he's human, right? He's a young player, and yeah, he's dribbling a little bit too much. He's getting the ball picked. He's not taking care of the ball. Easy shots, he's just not hitting them. Defensively, he's been okay. He's had his moments where he's done great things out there defensively, helping other guys out, staying in front of his man, but he's also like lost guys. He's also not really playing with a lot of physicality on the defensive end. So they still waiting on him to join the party consistently, right? Draymond went to the second unit and kind of helped him out, but he still ain't there like we expected him to be. So,
well, he about to have a chance because I think Steph is going to miss some time. So,
right.
You know, like obviously Philly is a hard matchup, but like the Knicks aren't that good. So that should be a game that like especially like if we get Andrew back by then and Clay plays, like that's at least one game. And Toronto's not that good either, to be honest. So I'm not saying that they should go into any game like we can't beat someone, but like y'all should be able to compete with Toronto and the Knicks at a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And at least try to get a couple of games on the road, even if Steph is out.
That's, yeah, they should. Going winless.
You know, Draymond, that would require him not to fucking intentionally get his ass fouled out the game.
Yeah, I mean.
What are you laughing at me? You don't think it was intentional?
Nah, I think that last foul that he had was kind of BS. I'm not going to lie. It was a closeout on a three, the same closeout that everybody does on Steph, and nobody gets called for it ever.
But I'm not talking about the foul. I'm talking about the tech that got him kicked out.
Oh, I didn't see that. What happened? What did he do?
Yeah, he got, like, another tech, and so he got kicked out the game.
Oh, that's, I mean, maybe he did that on purpose. He's kind of
had a history
of doing stuff like that. I mean, he was playing well. He didn't put no numbers up, but defensively he was – all over the place. He got to get back to being able
to
finish.
He had like 6 turnovers. Am I making that up?
He did have 6 turnovers.
Yeah, he did. He pulled the Charlotte thing where he was fucking complaining in the ref's face, all that bullshit, got a second tech and got kicked out. That point, the game was within 6 points.
Gotcha. Just got to be better. Just got to be better. Steph was on a fucking heater, 38 points. Can't waste these performances. Cannot waste these performances. This is the second time he's been on a heater and they've lost to an inferior team.
Yeah, I mean, they were like getting blown out come second quarter. So like first quarter, I think they lost that quarter by 1 point. You know, they start off the game good. They had a lead. And then Indy got back in the game. Halliburton was, excuse me, just picking them apart. They closed sort of strong and got back in it, and they were down by 1. Then all of a sudden, they just, like, the Pacers opened up this huge, huge lead. And they closed the second quarter and went to half down 20, right? Okay. They come back in third quarter, like Dante said, and they play Warriors basketball, and they cut the lead to 3. Steph gets injured. So now, you know, they like, you know, the lead is like up and down. They never really take the lead and they don't get to 3 again, but they're like, you know, within 7, within 6, you know, all this kind of stuff. And that carries over into the fourth quarter. And then, you know, Draymond decides to get himself kicked out. It was silly. Jermichael Green game 2. He hit 3 threes, I think, at a minimum. Could have been more than that. They were wet too.
He did hit 3. 15 yeah. points.
Dante was incredible. So I just, you know, when he does that, especially the time when you know you guys need a win, you lose tonight, you're going to fall below 500. You know, it's just like, and you're the veteran. It's just a very frustrating thing with him. We don't have to spend too much time talking about it, but shit is annoying.
Yeah.
And the TL was tweeting about it, too. They were just like, he always does this. Like, he really does not want to play if Steph is not on the court. I mean, we experienced it for an entire fucking season.
Yeah, he does not have any interest in playing without Steph. Yeah, it is what it is at this point. He's going to have to play now.
So, yeah. So, that was disappointing from him. JP needs to get it together. I'm glad you had 3 threes, Jermichael, but you need to go. Unless, like, from here on out, it's going to be like that.
He was a major reason why Indiana went on that huge run in the second quarter. So, sure, he kind of made it up for it in the second half, but he's garbage. I'm done with him at this point.
Him, Lamb, and Jerome. Well, those are two-way guys, but still, I want them all gone.
Yep. And this is why I said the Warriors might need 2 guys. Obviously, 1 guy helps, but like, guys are going to sit throughout the season. And it just helps to have four reliable front court players that you can count on. Because in an event, Looney didn't have the best game today, right? It would have been nice to have another guy there. Yeah, you got an abundance of guards and wings. Well, really just guards. Dante, Steph, Jordan, you know, Clay. So you don't need any more guards. Even Moody came in, and I'm just so still confused why he isn't getting more of an opportunity. You essentially lose the game playing two-way guys. He comes in, makes an immediate impact, has 13 points on six shots in 23 minutes. He's a minus two. I don't know what else Kerr needs to see, but maybe he's sending a message because it's getting around that time where guys are starting to get traded or where guys are starting to be traded or shopped around. So maybe he's sending a message like, yo, we need some help up the chain. But yeah, they need another big and potentially another big wing to just shore up that front court. They need a bat because it's terrible.
Moody was solid tonight.
Yeah, he's a hooper. He's ready. Like he cannot play for 3-4 straight games. He'll come in. If he gets an open three for his first shot, you can pretty much guarantee it's going in. Like, and that's a quality that not a lot of players have, and that's the reason why I believe in him as a player so much. It's like you can clearly see that he has the talent. It's just about putting it together as far as the mental aspect, and obviously his body has to catch up, stuff like that. He put a little bit more strength on his body, but he needs the reps, the experience, so he doesn't make mental mistakes as often as he has been, you know. But they rather play Ty Jerome and Anthony Lamb.
So, yeah. It's a very unserious team.
They're supposed to win now and develop now, and they're doing neither, right? That's the lake of way, I guess, right now.
Tweeted today that I will not take the Warriors serious until they begin to take it serious. So,
yep.
You're not going to have me invested. I stay up late to record these fucking podcasts. You know, I'm tired. You're yawning. I'm sleepy. We East Coast Dubs fans over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, taking the time to discuss their game, and they can't even, like, take it seriously. So why am I taking it seriously? Why, Justin? It's rude.
They don't care about the vibes.
They don't. So, yeah. So I don't even know what to make of tonight, you know. All I guess I can say is that, you know, Kuminga's continuing to develop. Excuse me. So sorry. Moody got some minutes. Dante seems to really be starting to settle in with the team. And that's only going to be like a good thing for us. So, you know, there are like little positives here and there, but they got to put it all together. So fingers crossed for Steph. And they have some games coming up where, like, the youth, I guess, can get some experience. You know, maybe Jordan getting, like, a bigger role, particularly if, like, Steph is out a few games. Maybe that'll help break him out of whatever funk he's going through.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it all goes back to if he's hitting shots or not. Maybe he needs to put some extra shots up. Get his rhythm back, but yeah, that's where it starts and ends really with him.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you have it. It's Golden Spaces with Nat and Justin. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.